North Korea shook the international community this week with an underground nuclear test, a very powerful one at that. And there is growing concern about a black market relationship between North Korea and Iran. WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green has been reporting on this for us. What are you learning, J.J.? This is a frightening scenario.
There's a big concern about three things. Miniaturization, that is a scenario where they could take a small nuclear device and put it on top of a rocket and essentially fire that rocket. They've threatened the United States, saying they could reach the United States west coast with a rocket. There's another thing. There's no window, no real window internally that we know of for the U.S. intelligence community to know what's going on the ground there in terms of what they're doing with the development of their program. And then there's a third thing. They've conducted a test in 2006, 2009, and 2013, and each time, according to the folks that I've spoken to, they've gotten better, making them a much more attractive target to people and organizations that want to engage in some kind of nuclear program, thus making them a very hot property on the underground or the nuclear black market, especially as you consider the news about Iran. You know, they're trying to get all kinds of things. Today, the news is magnets. So they're definitely of interest to Iran.
Can we monitor this closely enough to know whether there's some type of a transfer to Iran?
Yeah, there are ways to do that, but it's very, very technical. In fact, I spoke with David Cohen from the Department of Treasury, who runs OFAC and some of their counterterrorism elements over there. And they have a very sophisticated network of intelligence gathering, which, of course, they wouldn't explain to me for obvious reasons. But they do have sources. But the thing is, sometimes the horse is out of the barn before you find out about it. So staying ahead of the game in terms of what North Korea and Iran are doing is of key importance, especially at this juncture in the intelligence community's future.
North Korea, JJ, is such a poverty-racked nation. Are they getting help from anyone in developing these technologies that they're trying to export?
Well, what they're doing, they're taking money. And this is what most of the intelligence folks that I speak to suspect. They're taking money that they've gotten for humanitarian reasons and concerns in the past, and they're funneling it into these programs. There's also the concern, too, that they're getting under the table, again, black market help, for research. They're willing to do it. Other countries may not be so willing to do it because of the scorn that would be heaped upon them from the international community. And there may be the vision that's focused on them, the spotlight that's focused on these other places. And North Korea, being isolated, may be able to do it for them. They're getting help. Where the money is coming from, the Treasury Department knows, but they're not talking about it specifically.
A dangerous situation. Thank you, J.J. Appreciate the update.
Welcome.
WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.